Okay, so we're doing a little interesting thing here.
What are you only doing today?
What?
What are you only doing today?
Today, I don't know, maybe a little more than today.
Are you doing shit next week?
Oh, I don't know. Yes.
Why?
Okie dokie. So we're doing Menachos Ayin Gimel. I guess on the base, or the very, very bottom of Ayin Gimel Menachos. And the sugya is at least begins with or is about a goy, non-Jew, bringing karbanos. Okay, and what kind of karbanos he could bring. Okay. So for starters, there's some background there. For starters, a goy isn't chayev to bring any karbanos, right? Because he's not chayev in the mizvos. Okay. Now, there are certain karbanos which are only exist as a chiyuv, as a karbon chatas. You can't just optionally say, I'm going to bring karbon chatas. You have to violate an aveira, which is karbon chatas. It doesn't exist as a rishos. Okay? But there are other karbanos which are ba'in b'neder v'nedav, which means you can optionally take them upon yourself. Okay? What types of karbanos lend themselves to neder v'nedav? Two different types. Shlomim and Ola. Exactly. Shlomim and Ola. So an Ola is, they call it like a burnt offering. It's Kula Kalil. It's all, you burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach. Except for the skin. The skin goes to the Kohanim, whatever. But you burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach. Okay, that's an Ola. A Shlomim also could come as a Neder and Dava. You could take it on optionally. And the shlamim is not burned all on the mizbeach. The shlamim is like a kind of a mixture, mixed carbon. Like the way they call shlamim. Rashi on shlamim, this is in the Torah. In Vayikra Gimel, Aleph. It says, Shalom shematilim shalom ba'olam. Brings peace to the world. Davar acher, shlamim shiesh ba'im shalom lamizbeach ula kohanim ula bailam. So it's peace. So the Mizbeach, the Kohanim, and the Bailam. Which basically means is that because the Karban Shlomim is split up. Part of it goes on the Mizbeach. It's burned on the Mizbeach. Another part of it is given to the Kohanim to eat. And another part of it is given to the Bailam, the owner of the Karban, the Bala Karban to eat. Okay? That's the only Karban that the Bala Karban eats, Shlomim. Okay? I mean, Pesach. Whatever. But let's take Shlomim. So and that's the Shlomim's Kachem Kalim. It's called the Kachem Kalim, Kachem Kachem. Kachem Kalim, Shlomim is Kachem Kalim. That's basically Shlomim type of thing. The things which the Kabbalim also eat, the Kachem Kalim means like regular Kachem. And Kachem Kachem is like the higher level Kachem. So an Ola, which is totally burned in Mizbeach, that's Kachem Kachem. Shlomim, which is eaten by the owner, and I think any Kabbalim is eaten by the owner, has Kachem Kalim. I think I'm not sure if that's the exact chiluk, but shlam is kachin kalam. It's a lower level because I guess you're eating it's not totally lashem and not even totally to the kar to the kohanim, but you're also eating it. Okay, so whatever. So it's split. So the question is now: is so if a guy brings a carbon, so definitely a guy is allowed to bring a carbon. Okay, and that's learned out from ish. I don't know where that go. 1 second. Let's learn that from the Pasuk, which says, oh, here it is. Veikachaf Beis. And it says, So say to Aaron and whatever, ish, me basi shalom and agar b'Yisrael, a man, any man, ish, double lashon. We'll hold that in mind for a second. From the Jewish people, in agar, asher yakriv karbono, l'chol nedrei m'chol nedvosam, that he brings his karbon for all his neder, all his nedava, all his donations, asher yakrivu l'Hashem le'ola. That he gives to God is v'nola. Okay? So ish is a double lashon. They say includes even a guy. Okay, it's a double language. It's including even a guy. So it means even a guy could be makar of karbanos and darman and davos like a Jew. Now, he can't bring a Karban Chova because he's not chayiv in Karban. He's not chayiv in Karban. So you can't, just like I can't bring a Karban Chova if I'm not chayiv. Can't bring a Chatos if I'm not chayiv. So a Goy can't do it. It's different. He's not chayiv. But the Neder and Adava, in theory, he should be. So in theory, you could imagine that you could bring an Ola and Shlomim. Those would be the options. Okay? Those would be the options. But the machlokas here is could he bring a Shlomim? Is that really an option? Could he bring a Shlomim? Okay? So that's what I want to say out. Okay, and on the surface, why not? But it's not, he can't really. Oh, well, it's a machlokas. Amar Rav Huna. This is top of Ayin Gimel and Beis Menachos. Shalmei Ovdei Kochavim Olos. So the Shlomim of an Ovdei Kochavim is an Ola. By the way, Goy means even a guy, even Ovdei Rav Zara could bring Kavanos. Doesn't matter. It's just an interesting halacha, but it's a different point. But so it's shlomim of a guy is an ola, right? Rashi, obey kuchav mishenada lahavi shlomim. Ola saying so if a guy makes an adah and that they can bring a shlomim, it's an ola. Ve'ena chalim and it's not eaten. Uadin the mincha some kalil. If he brings a mincha also, it's kalil. It's burned, totally burned. So obviously it has to be explained. Why should that be? He's saying shlomim. He's not saying ola. He's saying shlomim, right?
Is a mincha usually eaten?
What?
A mincha is usually
A mincha, I think, I don't know. I think in mincha you have the same distinction. You can have olas and you can have shlomims. I'm not sure, though. Right. I don't really know much about minchas. So that's, it seems like it could be. It is, right? Shlomim. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. So it says, Iboy say makra, Iboy say masfar. So, how do you explain this halacha that his ola, his shlomim, has become olas? So, either you could explain it with a pasuk, or you could explain it using a svara. So, ibay same a svara, right? If you want to say it's a svara, here's the svara. Ovei kochavim, libo l'shamayim. His heart is to heaven. It doesn't quite explain it, right?
That's such a good svara.
Yeah, it's not that good a svara, right? Okay, if you want it, if you don't like it, then
wouldn't fly here.
Yeah. So what's the real Shemayim mean? So Rashi says, Kavanoso, who shehe Kavanoso of Kalil, Lashemayim. So his intent is that his carbon should be burned, totally burned, to God, to Shemayim. V'lo sheyochlo, and not that it should be. Okay? So why is his Shlomim and Ola? Because that's what he meant. He said Shlomim, he meant Ola. That's what he meant. Look at the Rashi Ksav Yad on the bottom. He says, Daniel Dev Div Karbon. He doesn't know the nature of Karbon. He doesn't know all the halachos and all these natures with Shlomim, Ola, whatever. When he made the nether, he meant Lashamayim, Melkach Kalalim, Lagavoa. Means it's Kalal, it's burned, which is Lashamayim means to God. Kalal means totally to God, totally burned. So it means Libo Lashamayim, means his heart is to God, to heaven. Only to heaven. That's a carbon ola. So even though he said shlomim, that's not what he meant. Okay? That's not what he meant.
Even though he could have said ola.
He could have said ola, but whatever. He doesn't really know that. He doesn't know about these things. He doesn't know. He doesn't know whatever. Okay? Kind of interesting.
So there's any case where he says shlomim, then we say he means ola?
Kind of. What do you mean by any case?
Like, there's no case where
he actually means Shlomim? Well, there is. We'll get to it. But if he says Shlomim and then he gives it to a Jew to bring, then he says, here, use it for your carbon. So then the Jew uses it for Shlomim. Not for an Ola.
What exactly is he saying? He's saying, I want to bring the Shlomim?
Yeah.
Or does it make a difference? I mean, like, this is a Shlomim?
Not the nether. So neder is this is the shlomim.
When a guy says that normally, he means he has to bring it now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, shlomim. Yeah, it creates kedusha and the chafta is being shlomim, being an ola, being whatever. Yeah. There's a machlokas about this. It's a funny machlokas, but let's read it for the Gemara. We'll see. Okay, but I mean that's gonna be our problem, our first problem, anyways. But let's see a little fact. So it says v'yibay shemakra. Or you could say it's a pasuk, Asher Krivu Hashem Le'ola. Because it said, Ish, Ish. Right, this is the pasuk, Ish, Ish. A person, any man, be based in Shoel, and a garish, Jerikiru, carbonate, carbonal, Cholmid Dream, Cholmid Vosov, Ashikrival Hashem, Leola. So it says, for all his normal laws, Leola. So it says, Leola. So that means it's saying is halachically, whatever he says, it's an Ola. Rashi. Called him a carve, Ola Levi, Shie Din Ola, Shein Nechelas. That'll have the din of an Ola, that it's not eaten. Below Din Shlamim. And it doesn't have the din of Shlamim. Okay, it's a pasuk. Okay. Nesiv Rav Chama Bar Gorya, Ubing Chom Shes Nadev Lahavi Shlamim. So if a guy was Misnadev, then he's going to bring Shlamim. Nasan Yisrael, and he gives it to Yisrael. Yisrael Ochlan. He gives it to a Jew, the Jew eats it. Nasan Lakoin, a Kohen Ochlan. Is the Kohen eats it. Okay, so he gives it to Yisrael. Yisrael eats it. It means it's a shlamim, right? Because Yisrael doesn't need an ola, right? So you see, apparently, if he's saying a shlamim, and it counts as a shlamim, right? So Amarav Hachikamar Alminas she is chaper behind Yisrael. Yisrael ochla Alminas she is chaper. I'm going Kohen ochla. So it means it doesn't mean if he's bringing his own shlamim and then he gives it to a Jew to eat. It means he's making the thing al manas that the Yisrael will have a kavan. It will be for the kapara of Yisrael. The Yisrael is going to be the baal of karban, the owner of the karban. So when he's making the shlamim, he's not making his shlamim, his own shlamim, giving it to a Jew, but he's giving it al manas that the Jew will use it for his shlamim. So then he can make a shlamim. Let's see Rashi. It says, "Hachik a kohen ochlan kishar shlamim kohen yitzid kashal rehuna." So it says, "Hachik amar nasan leishlamim nashli sabr meishal gion shahayi yishal mechuy shlamim for Jews chayv shlamim for nasan akum lahutzi dechavasa." So he gives it to the guy, gives it to him to fill his chiyuv of yizkei yishal bebasa. Or he gives it to the Jew and he eats it. Well, another stam shlamim, but if he just stam says shlamim, it's not for anyone's chiyuv or anything. Then have ola. Then it's an ola. Okay. So then, fine. So what does it go next? So it says, "Mesiv Rav Shizvi, Elo Minchos Nikmatzos V'Shirim LeKohanim." Okay, these are the minchas which you do a kmitza, and the leftovers go to the Kohanim. Minchas Akum, it's the mincha of an Akum. So what does that mean? V'Shlamim K'Minchas L'Nechal LeKohanim. So Shlamim, so the mincha is basically telling, as you see a case here, it's saying is a guy could bring a mincha, and it's treated like a shlamim. Okay, and it's saying a mincha of a guy. So it's a flower offering and it has a din of a shlamim. It's eaten by the Kohanim, even though it's a guy's. So it's not saying it's for a Jew, it's saying it's a mincha of a guy. So Rabbi Yochanan lo kash Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Akiva. So it turns out it's a machlokes tamayim. This whole thing is a machlokes tamayim. The Tanya, ish matam elomar. Matam elomar ish. It says ish. Person, always say ish. The rabbi says, Akam, Shinodim and Darman Davos Kisrael, that he's allowed to bring in Darman Davos, just like a Jew is. I shake you, Vala Hashem, La Ola. Ainly, Ela Ola, Shlomim, and I had to bring a Shlomim. Talmud Lomar, Nidraham. Nidraham. All is in the Darman. Toda Minayan. How do I bring a Toda? Talmud Lomar Nidvosam.
Yes.
Hey. Okay, told them in Ayin, told them those some. And then Rabbi said, "Of course, I Ayin, Alvona, we ate him." I didn't include all these other kinds of korbanos. Tam Lom and Nidreim, Lachol Nidreim, Lachol Lachol Lachol. So it's a very wordy pasuk. So it includes all different kinds of korbanos. And came out Tam Ola. So why does it say Ola? It says La Ola. Ola sounds like it's limiting it only to Ola. So it says Ola Pralad Naziris. So it's something you can only bring an Ola. It's excluding a Nazir. You can't bring korbanos of Naziris. You can't be a Nazir and you can't be Chayiv in the Karbanos, so you can't bring Karbanos of a Nazir. Okay, that's the one thing he's excluded from. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Gilui. Okay? Rabbi Akiva Omer Shigiru L'Hashem La'ola Ein Li Ela Ola Bilvad. Okay, all you know is that he bring an Ola. Okay, so that's Machlokas. Rabbi Akiva holds only Ola. Rabbi Akiva holds no, everything, all these other things except for Nazir. Okay. Okay, so back to the beginning. Okay, so you have machlokes. Point is, there's machlokes tanan about this whole thing, right? Machlokes tanan about this thing. And so let's take the first part. So what's the first thing? It's a machlokes. If he brings a ned there, if he's no there, to bring a shlamim, does it count as a shlamim? Or do you say no? It's an ola. He meant an ola. Let's go with the svara. He meant an ola. Okay? So what's the machlokas? And what's that? Sounds weird, right? The whole thing sounds strange. Why should it be an ola? He said shlamim. But why? If you tell me, why is it if he's saying a shlamim and he's giving it to a Jew, then it does work as a shlamim. If you tell me he doesn't mean a shlamim, then who cares if he's giving it to a Jew or he's giving it to himself? Either way, he doesn't mean a shlamim. So apparently, sometimes he does mean a shlamim. Another halacha, the Rambam, which is it's relevant, kind of relevant. But it says, it's a Yud Tas, Tas Zayin, Meister Kamanos. He says, Ashochid Kodshe Goyim Mechutz Chayef. So if a Jew slaughters the Kodshe, Kamanos of a Goy, Mechutz, not in the Mikdash, he's Chayef. Chayef for shechting a Kohen outside of the Mikdash, the Jew's not allowed to do that. Mechina Malos Mechutz, or if you burn it outside. But a Goyim Mutar Melikarev Olos L'Shem, L'Shem B'chol Makom. But a goy is allowed to bring olas to God anywhere. They're not restricted in the Mesa Mikdash. They can bring them anywhere. Ushiakiv b'bama shiv. They have to build some sort of a bama, sort of an altar or whatever it is. The aser l'sayan v'lasa shlichusim. We can't help them do it or to be their shliach. Shari nasar leinu l'hakar b'chutz. Because we're not allowed to do it b'chutz. So it's, even if we're doing it for them, it's still we can't do it. Umutar l'horos l'ayam. But we could teach them. To show them, but we could teach them, show them how to do it. That we're allowed to do. Okay, show them how to worship, how to serve God, how to do the kavanos. Okay, so that they could do, they could bring kavanos. Okay. That's olas, by the way. I think there's a machlokas there also where they could be shlamim zon like olas. But that this is arguably a different sugya. It was one thing if they're appearing in the base of Mikdash, another thing if they're doing their own thing. So that's what I'm just mentioning. There's this other facet to the sugya here. It seems that the first step here is we have to get into what's the difference between olas and shlamim on some level. Otherwise, how are we going to be able to answer this thing, right? How do you say, what did he mean? Well, he's saying he meant Ola. Well, we have to at least get into the difference between these two kavanos and what the difference between them is in order to be able to figure out what he meant. Right? Alright, you with me?
Yeah.
Question to ask for starters. I mean, an Ola you kind of understand. It's a karban, Hashem. Not to God, but the recognition of God. You give your thing up as a sacrifice, as an offering, whatever it is. You burn it. Recognition of God as the source of everything. Hashem Rasta Maloa. There's a sense to that, right? You bring a carbon Hashem. That's what a carbon is. But what's the deal with the Shlomo? And look, giving it to a Kohen is one thing. Because you say the Kohen is the Mesharis Hashem, the Oved Hashem. So you give it to a carbon Hashem. So it's not all on the Mizbeach. The Kohanim eat it also there. So to speak, it's also Hashem. It's a kind of Hashem. Right? Mishulchan Gavok Azachu, as they say. It means the Kohanim like Azocha from the Shul, from the Shul's table of God. Which means that they're the Mishar Se Hashem, and God feeds them from his table, so to speak. But what's the idea of bringing a carbon and then you eat it? What kind of carbon is that? It's like a funny idea. In fact, it's a Chiddush. Shlomims were invented. You know who invented Shlomim? It's a funny word to use, but. You know the first one to bring a shlomo was? Who? Shlomo Noach now. It's earlier than that.
Noach?
No, he brought all of us.
Did you get that?
What?
Is that a pun or is it?
No. Okay, good idea. Anyone? Any other guesses? Okay, they think the first person was Yaakov. But I can't really find exactly where it says. Yeah, it's basically when he went down to. Here it is. So it says, Vayizbach Zavachim, Elokei Aviv Yitzchak. It's in Bereishis Mem Hei Beis, or Aleph. And when he went down to to see Yosef, right, when he went down to Mitzrayim, so it's Vayizbach Zavachim. Okay, he brought Zavachim. So it says, what's up, Shalom Zavachim? So the Ramban says, Lohayu Olos Kavosav. It wasn't Olos like his father's. Ki Avram Olos Hikrif. Okay, Rabbi Seinu Amru Lo Hikrivu Bnei Noach Shlamim. They say Bnei Noach didn't bring Shlamim. Olos Hikrivu. Ubi Noach Meforosh Vayal Olos Mamazbech. By Noach also says that. Al Yaakov Mepachar Hashem Hikriv Shlamim. Lahashem Elav Kalamidos. I don't know, he gets into like his Kabbalah exactly why it is. But this is, I don't know why. But he's where it started. But the Bnei Noach, or the ones prior to him, basically they were brought. Yaakov was the first one to bring Shlamim. Okay? So it's a funny idea. I'm saying my point is more that it's not a natural concept. The natural idea of a carbon is an ola. Everyone up until that point, the world carbonos, Adam, Noah, Avram, Yitzchak, Cain, to bring olas. That's a more natural idea. So the shlamim is a new idea. To bring a shlamim. It's matel shalom ba'olam. Shalom mizbeach, whatever, to all the different people. So what's the idea of a shlamim? What kind of a carbon is that? Right? What kind of a carbon is that? Right? And it's strange. Maybe that's why Goyim don't know about it. You know, it's kind of points towards that thing. It's like, it's a new idea, so it's like maybe they don't, Ben Noach doesn't mean that. He doesn't know about that. He means an Ola. Shalom's a new idea, which he doesn't have. Well, what is that idea, though? Okay, so it brings to mind the Rambam about Shalom. Okay, what is Shalom? And what's Matal Shalom Olam? So the Rambam is in it's on page Reish Nun Dalet. It's in Shmona Prakim. Did you guys do Shmona Prakim?
Did it before
your time? Okay. So Shmona Prakim. One main idea in the Shmona Prakim is the middle path. You know, the idea that a person should align all his midos in the middle path, ethical perfection. He shouldn't go to the extreme of taiva, nor should he go to the extreme of abstinence. Let's say. In every midah, I'm just talking about that one midah, but in every midah there's these extremes, you shouldn't go in the middle, right? So I guess you can go in Reish Nun Dalet, this is in the Kafach. It's like in the halfway down, the right column. In the Nevi'im, in the Chacham, they're always going in the middle. They're always guarding their souls and their bodies like the Torah demands of us. And not just, it means they're guarding them, they're not just going to an extreme of abstinence or whatever, but they're always considering they're taking care of themselves also. They're not just be religious fanatics or whatever, they're involved in both. So God answered someone who asked about the Tainus. Should we keep fasting or should we not keep fasting? I think it was talking about it. I'm not sure, but I think the case was like in the Gullus. Sorry, I think it was in the maybe in the seventh and in between the two basic mikdashes. I think it was the question: should they keep fasting on these days of like on Tisha B'Av or something? You know, it was, or when they're back in the mikdash. Who amr lezacharya ha'evke b'chodesh ha'chamishi? He knows there kasher asisi zekam hashanim. Should I cry in the fifth month? Right, like I always did. I think it was when they were back in the second Mikdash. Veheshivim kitzantem uspod b'chamishi v'shri zeshivim shana. When you fasted these 70 years, hatzom tzambusani ani v'chisoch v'chishtishtu alo atem ochtem atem ashosim. I'm not the one fasting, or I'm not the one eating, God saying. You're the ones who are eating and drinking. V'tziva osim, I'll explain a little. V'tziva osim v'mitzoa v'maylos v'lvad. He commanded them in the middle path and in milos and perfections alone, lo bitzom, not in fasting. Vu amru kevolahem kol marshan tzavakos lemar mishpat ms shiftu. You should judge a true justice. The chesed rachmim asu ishasachet. And you should do chesed rachmim to your brethren. Because the root to God isn't through fasting. You don't need to fast. The root is through all these MS and chesed. So these fast days will be for great simcha. That's what they say, like the Asad Lava, Tisha B'Av will be a great happy day. And they loved the MS and the Shalom, the truth and the peace. Okay? Vida. So what's MS and Shalom? This is what I'm going to talk about. What's MS and what's Shalom? Vidashia MS Heim Hamailas Hegionios. They're intellectual virtues. Lafisha Heim Amitios. Lishtanu. They're true and they don't change. Kibanashas Karan Perkashani. Via Shalom and the peace. Hamailas Hamidosios. They're the character traits, character perfections, ethical perfections. Shibahem Yiha Shalom Balam. Because through them there's peace in the world. Okay, there's Shalom in the world. So Shalom, he's saying, is a reference to like ethical perfection. There's MS is intellectual perfection, and Shalom is ethical perfection, because that's what brings about peace in the world. And he's tying this ethical perfection like to this thing, is that they should be involved in the middle path, and they shouldn't just fast, because the worship of God is not just through fasting and abstinence. It says there's a reason to fast when they're in Golos, but when they're not in Golos, so why are you fasting? Focus yourself, instead of focusing yourself on fasting, focus on perfection. On proper values, MS, tzedek, mishpat, right? So, but here the Ram is saying is what's shalom. Shalom ba'olam comes about through ethical perfection. Okay, shalom comes through ethical perfection. Why? Why does shalom come out through ethical perfection? Yeah. Okay. So I think the simple pshat is that John is saying is that what brings about fights in the world. Is our people's emotions, ethical imperfections. Person's about daiva, so he's gonna, you know, steal, you know, take women from other, taking a married or take someone else's wife or whatever it is, take steal. Person's egocentric, he's gonna be involved in different types of whatever it is. Right? So his idea is that fights and wars come from a person's emotions carrying him away. Right? It's based upon the fact that his midos are out of whack. Okay. And it's saying is that through just so a guy could have all the knowledge in the world, but his emotions aren't going to be perfected, then there's going to be wars, and the world isn't going to be in harmony. But the harmony in the world comes about through everybody and all the individuals in the world having ethical perfection, and then everyone is just going to align themselves under their one unified path of reaching truth, reaching knowledge. So it's like through the world is a further the Shalom comes about through me, through proper midos, and through people having perfection. And it could be a socio-onus thing. Maratimi dechal marvim shalom ba'olam. It's that they increase peace in the world. I mean, they're like a model of people. They think they help other people overcome their own issues and pettiness. And they see the model of Talmud Chacham, they teach them certain lessons that it brings about peace. But the peace is tied in with the ethical perfection. Not just the intellectual perfection. Right? Ethical intellectual perfection is a different thing. That's MS. I mean, they go together, obviously. They go together. Okay, so what's the idea of Shlomim? So maybe just to elaborate on what you think you guys were saying something like this earlier, but that, see, an Ola is the highest idea. The highest idea for man is Hashem Aratzimah, is the recognition of God, the Creator. Right? That's the highest idea. And that's why Ola is Kadri Kadjim. It's the highest karvan. Totally burned Lasham. So he's making an expression of the fact that everything is Masham, and I'm taking my animal and just burning it off, recognizing God as the source of it. I only have it because of God, and I sacrifice, offer it up in recognition of God. And that's a very high level and a high expression, a noble expression. But the Torah recognizes, the Torah posited or taught the world, taught the Jews, another idea, another level, which is that you don't only worship God through totally negating the self, but there's a worship of God which incorporates the self. That's the method. That's basically the Tariq Mitzvos, is basically incorporating perfection into your life, including all the aspects of your life, into your midos and your ethics, and you like the idea of kedusha, right? The idea is you're involved in eating, but you're eating as Hashem Shemayim. And it's not just taiva, but it's recognition of, you know, making yourself healthy, to be able to happy, to be able to worship God. But the death of Tariq Mitzvos is that it incorporates ideas and perfections in all aspects of a person's life. So it's into the mundane. It is bringing Kedusha into the mundane. That's the way, that's the method of Torah Mitzvos. Right? All the Mitzvos work on a person on all these different levels. But and that's, you know, it could be that, that's a Shlomim is an expression of. See, a Shlomim is basically, he wants to give it, he is bringing a Karban Lashem, but his Karban Lashem, his service of God involves not just a giving to God, giving, sacrificing himself for God, but it also involves recognition of the Kohanim as the leaders and the authorities, and his social interactions as supporting the Kohanim, and it also involves his own eating. His own eating is not just eating of taiva, but it's an eating of mikdash and Yushalayim, l'shem karbon. I mean, Baal taiva doesn't want to just eat a karbon. He wants to eat it how he wants to eat it. But there's halachos about the chilas shlamim. So it's basically, it's like it involves, in a shlomim, it's involving a person in all the different facets, and there's like social interactions, and his appetitive, and his recognition, and his religious. So it, like, it's a unification of the different facets of a human being, all under the banner of Avodas Hashem, you know. And that's it could be, that's what it means that it's Mar Mashal, it's Matav Shalom Ba'olam, where it is that it's. It's a carbon which brings about the perfection of an Adam, with the full-blown perfection of an Adam, incorporating his midos and his like, and that's what I'm saying, is that through the ethical perfection is what brings about Shalom Ba'olam. So it's like it's a different idea than Ola. I mean, Ola is like a higher idea. It's a higher expression of an idea, but it's not taking into account the person's emotions and a person's, you know, his achila, and there's a time and place for both of them. They're just different types of carbonos. You know, now it could be a saying is that a guy categorically doesn't have the idea of a shlama. See, a guy has libo l'shamayim. A guy recognizes God. A guy could recognize God. There's a person could study and just do a certain study, could recognize the idea of a creator, and could recognize God. But Torah, a guy doesn't have Torah. A guy doesn't have mitzvos. You see, a shem mitzvah enough, though, doesn't have, we don't have kedusha, they don't have kosher, they don't have any of that. Right? There's the idea of Torah and mitzvos is a chedesh. The idea of, you know, the service of like a guy could be like in general like a guy's avoda is like a certain dichotomy in his life. He could go through stages where he recognizes God, but then his life, his own, his energies, what he does, he involves himself, has nothing to do with God. There's like a split in the person's energies in the person's life. But the Torah, brought unification to a person's whole existence, and it set up a derech of avoda Hashem which spans your entire life. Everything in your life is unified under Avodas Hashem. But that's the Chiddush of Torah. And that's the life of Klal Yisrael. That's the life of a Jew. It's not the life of a guy. A guy is not involved in that. A guy doesn't have that. A guy could have Libo L'Shamayim. He could recognize God. But he doesn't have the perfection of a Shlomim is not a perfection which is the perfection of a guy. Even a Ben Noach. That's not his perfection. That's not his idea. So it could be what it's saying is that Min Hastam, this is the way we keep a hold, the way we hold, is that Minastam, a guy does not have that idea. He doesn't have that perfection. So he's saying he wants to bring a carbon. He means a carbon Lashem. He means a libel Lashemayim, Kalil. That's the Stam Das of what a guy means when he's bringing a carbon. He said Shlomim? I don't care. That's not what he meant. He didn't mean that. That's because that's an idea which is foreign to his perfection. It's not his area of perfection. It's not his concept. So we have to reinterpret what he meant. He must have meant Ola. If we go further, question. Like for a guy, there's two separate things. It's like, and unfortunately, it's for Jews also sometimes. But I mean, there's his worship of God, and then there's ethics. Like there's a dichotomy. There's a split. There's how he relates to God and religion, and then his relates to the man. I mean, that's why I think. Unfortunately, with Jews, you have that also, because the Jews who aren't really living up to the ideals of the Torah, and the Navi talks about this, but, you know, where you're involved in religious worship of God, bringing God karbanos, and then you cheat your fellow friend, and, you know, there's a split. There's a dichotomy between that. There's your worship of God, but then there's your own personal dealings, and there's a disconnect. But I think the chiddush of the Torah is to unify all that. But it's saying is that's something which a Jew has through Tayag Mitzvos. They set up a system. But for a person without Tayag Mitzvos and without God teaching us how to do that, how do you unify those two things? The method is like you could be involved in religion and worship of God, but then what do you do when you go home into your house? What do you do? How you worship God there? You worship God in a temple, in offering a carbon to Him, but then what's the method? So the Torah gave us a method through all the mitzvahs. But in general, that's Shavuot Menach does not have any of that, any of those things. It's not saying there's no such thing. God can't possibly recognize that idea. But it's saying Minastam, that's not what a guy means. And it could be that's the machlokas, is that he said Shlomim. It's not impossible for an individual guy to have this idea and to have this perfection. But is like, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's like a chazaka that he doesn't. And therefore, we reinterpret what he says. Whereas Rabbi Yosef Galili is saying, no, if that's what he said, then look, it's possible, so we have no right to reinterpret it. It's like machlokas is like, is there a chazaka, like that the guy doesn't have that idea, doesn't have that perfection. And if there is, then you have to reinterpret what he said. If you just say, look, it's not very common, but it could exist, and there's no halachic assumption to the contrary, so then you say, look, he said Shlomi, he said he must mean Shlomi, he means Shlomi. It's possible. And so Rabbi Akiva's premise, his svara, is that's not a phenomenon. There's like an assumption that that's not the case, and therefore reinterpret it. Whereas you're really saying, look, I don't know, maybe it is. So I agree with you. Usually that's not what's happening, but he said Shlomim. It's like how committed are we to the idea that a guy doesn't have that? Are we willing to reinterpret what he said or with Stam Das or not? We have to answer, and we have to let's think about this a moment. But we have to answer. So what about if he gives it to a Jew? Why is that different, right? How does that get around that problem? He doesn't have the concept. So what do you mean? Even if he gives it to Jew, it shouldn't work because he doesn't have that concept. So that's one thing we have to do. And then I guess we have to do next is the next part of the Gemara is the Krah, the Pasuk. Is the Pasuk saying the same idea or a different idea? Right? Any question?